It is said in the scriptures that Lord Shiva and Parvati always sit together and converse about the spiritual truths. Parvati is a presiding deity of material nature, but Prabhupada says even the deity of material nature, she is so powerful, still she is in ignorance, always asking questions to know more. That is the condition of the material world, because material world is a place of darkness. So in one of her questions, she is inquiring from Lord Shiva, Keno payena laguna Vishnu nama sahasrakam patitair panditair nityam shrotumichhamyaham prabhu. She is asking, oh Lord Shiva, this Vishnu Sahasranama, which is recited by the great learned personalities, what is it in essence, if it is to be spoken in essence in short? So Lord Shiva at that point of time says that anyone who recites this Vishnu Sahasranama is certainly very glorious, but by reciting one name of Rama, it is equivalent to reciting the whole Vishnu Sahasranama once through. So Lord Shiva said, Ishvara Uvacha Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasranama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane. So he says, Shri Rama 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 Iti Rame Rame. Rame means that is most relishable. Manorame. That is very relishable to the mind and the heart. So in this way we can see Lord Shiva is always chanting the names of Sri Rama Rama Rama. Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. When Hanuman was going to Sri Lanka, he found Vibhishan in his own quarters sitting and chanting the same name, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. So it was this recitation of the names of Ram constantly that brought Vibhishan to the vicinity of Lord Ramachandra. So one can surely hope that if one continuously chants the holy name, then one will be very soon brought to the presence of the Supreme Lord, as Vibhishan got the association of Lord Ramachandra personally. Also, the glories of the Lord's name are so much described in Ramayana. How all the monkeys who became associates of Lord Ramachandra had no weapons, or they were not trained in any particular type of warfare, except other than throwing boulders and uprooting trees and creating havoc. But still, such monkeys, they were greatly empowered by recitation of Lord Rama's name. And by simply writing Ram's name on stones, they could float them all in the ocean between India and Sri Lanka and create a Setu Bandh. Hanuman is very famous for chanting the names of Ram and making a big leap. He would go from this side of the shore to the other side of the shore. So that is why it is well known amongst people in India how Hanuman derived his strength from the holy names of Ram. And that was his source of inspiration and source of strength. After the 10-headed demon Ravana was killed, Lord Ram along with Sita and all his associates returned to Ayodhya along with the king of all the Rakshasas at that time, as Rama had entrusted Vibhishan. So some of the associates of Vibhishan had to return back to Sri Lanka. So one of them asked Vibhishan, now that we have dismantled the Setu Bandh, how are we going to cross through this ocean and go to Lanka? Vibhishan took Ashwatha leaf, wrote the name of Sri Ram and tied it in a knot and handed it over to the Rakshasa and told him, you just hold this knot and very easily you'll be able to cross over this ocean. That was the firm faith of Vibhishan. So he took that knot and proceeded to the ocean. And to his great surprise, the ocean simply became knee-deep. And he proceeded to the middle of the ocean. But Rakshasa became a bit curious. What is there in this knot that helps me to cross the ocean so easily? Otherwise the ocean is several miles deep. So thinking in that way, he opened the knot and he found this Ashwatha leaf written with these two words, Shri Rama. So the demon laughed and scoffed and said, what is this? Simply writing the Shri Rama name, how can it stand against the ferocious nature of the ocean? It's really funny to see this. In this way, he, out of his pride and skeptical, doubtful nature, he criticized the holy name. And very soon he found himself drowning in the most dangerous zone of the grey waters. So this goes to show how powerful is the name of the Supreme Lord, that by holding the name of the Supreme Lord in one's tongue, one can cross over this ocean of material existence very easily. Although the material existence is ferocious, Bhava Pravaho, Upanamam Padambujam, Kunti is saying it's Bhava Pravaha. In many places it is called as very forceful, very fierce and very dangerous, and all the living entities in this world are constantly battered by the deadly waves of samsara, and they are repeatedly taking birth over and over again. But one who chants the holy name like an innocent child calling for the mother very easily can attain the shelter of the Lord and is completely protected from all the onslaught of material nature. That is the power of the holy name that we understand from this pastime. So Lord Brahma also explains about Lord Rama, how Lord Rama is one of the expansions of Krishna. And Lord Krishna expands into many forms.
Ramadimurtishu kala niyamena tishtan nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramah pumanjo govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
In this way he explains that Lord Rama is an expansion of Krishna. And just as Krishna has his devotees in certain mellows, Lord Rama also has his great devotees like Hanuman, Mother Sita and Lakshman and Ayodhya Vasis, serving the Lord in the mood of great devotion in the bhavana of Dasatva. So on this particular day of Sri Ramanami, we can meditate on the very glorious pastimes of Lord Ram, how he behaved as a Maryada Purushottam, as an ideal human being should behave. Lord Ram comes to set a standard for all the people of this world, how they should live. How should they fulfill the duty towards mother and father, duty towards the citizens, duty towards brothers. And Lord Ram is famous for Eka Patni Vrat, for accepting only one wife, and although he was approached by so many. So, the same Lord Ram, that is why when he went to the Dandakaranya forest, he told the sages and saints that you are in Madhurya Bhav, and your eagerness to serve me will be satisfied when you all become Rishichari gopis in your next life, and I will appear as Lord Krishna in my same original form from Goloka Vrindavan. When all of you will become my gopi associates. So one can meditate on Hanuman's devotion to Ram and Lakshman's eagerness to serve Ram. Lakshman left his wife Urmila practically for 14 years at home, and he went to forest to simply serve Ram, to be with him and suffer the difficulties of the forest life simply to protect the lordships Sita and Ram. Whole night Lakshman would be awake wandering around the Parnakutir, it is said, serving Ram. So for devotees, Ramayana is a great source of inspiration to serve the Lord in the mood of a Das. Actually, we are all Vaidhi Bhaktas. So for us to serve the Lord in the mood of a servant is very important. We are not spontaneous devotees to dance with Krishna now. But when we hear the pastimes of Ram, they are so inspiring. How we should respect the Lord with from the depth of our heart, we can understand from the great devotees of Lord Ramchandra. Shri Ramanam Mahamahotsav ki.